This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Just a reminder that Diet Starts Tomorrow is a podcast for entertainment purposes only. It is not a medical podcast and does not constitute medical advice. Always seek the advice of a physician or a health professional. Betches Media presents
Diet Starts Tomorrow.
But I stand behind my decision to avoid salad and other disgusting things.
With hosts Remy Casimir.
I'll have what she's having.
And Emily Lubin.
Remember, shoot like you'd have a secret.
We're here to amuse
your boosh. Hello, and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Remy.
And I'm Emily, and we're back with a scoop du jour and a Dear DST.
Yeah, okay. So the scoop du jour this week is a TikTok trend that we have both seen where people, it's called the 100 pounds less trend. People are using CapCut to, exactly what it sounds like, make themselves look 100 pounds less than they are right now. Most of these people are starting at a weight that would make that, you know, not 40 pounds at the end
right,
of it.
Right, not negative 50 pounds.
Yeah. And they're using it for thinspo.
Yeah, I mean, that's based on the videos that I've seen, that's mm-hmm. what people are mainly using it for, is like, I want to lose weight, so let's see what I would look like mm-hmm. if I was thinner, as inspiration for me to start my journey.
Yeah.
Which initially I was like, okay, well, that's not really that different from when I was in college and I saw a friend of mine, her roommates had a thinspo wall in their dorm room with all the skinniest celebrities at the time. But then when I thought a little more deeply about it, I'm like, no, wait a second. This is more fucked up than that, because this is you. This is an image. Well, it's a fake image of what you would look like, but it's using your likeness. So it's almost like, look at what you could be.
That's exactly, yeah.
And I don't know. It seems like if that was available to me when I was in college and I was trying to lose weight and I went on a really serious diet, I would have just been so disappointed if I didn't look like that. Like, how accurate could this filter even be?
Right. So I think initially people were using the filter to make AI give them headshots for like a LinkedIn profile. And I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. That's just like, it puts you in like a suit that you don't have to like buy, and it puts you in a professional setting. Like, that totally, that works. Mm. Even with that though, a bunch of people were like, that's not quite how I would look if I was in these situations. Like,
right.
It is a little different. And it made me think, like, I know that for some people, this has been really nice for them. You know, like, they have said that they liked seeing what they could look like and stuff. But I am somebody who, I learned Photoshop in like seventh grade because I wanted to make a picture of me kissing a celebrity man.
Wait, that was the reason why you picked up Photoshop?
Yeah.
Who did you want to be making out with?
Well, don't worry about it.
You don't want to say?
No, because he's bad now.
It was Barney the purple dinosaur.
No.
You know, he had scandals. Okay, you don't have to say.
But
I'll just imagine the worst person possible.
No, it's somebody who's like really hot who did something very problematic this week.
Putin. Anyway, okay, continue.
So while learning Photoshop, I also was unhappy with my body, and I would shrink things. I would make my arms look smaller. I would make my hips smaller. I would, I've mentioned this before, I'd give myself nose jobs, all this stuff. That's not necessarily how it's going to look when you lose weight.
Right.
Like, the arms were the biggest thing for me, that I would shrink them and make them a completely different shape. My body does not have the capacity to do that. Or I would shrink my hip dips or whatever, where it's like, no, your skeleton cannot do that.
You know, your bones aren't going to shrink.
No. So I would say that, like, the obvious stuff of this is, like, well, you can also look back at old pictures of you when you were your quote-unquote ideal weight, and that's also not going to inspire you that much.
Yeah, but those are real.
But yes, that's the thing. At least those are real. This is a complete fabrication. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, say you do go on like a horrible crash diet or you develop an eating disorder and you don't achieve this thing, then you're like mentally unwell and you're not going to reach that goal of like what you're allegedly supposed to look like.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. I think it just fucks with your mind to see. I mean, I even kind of, not as strongly, but I kind of felt this way when people were doing the AI portraits, mm-hmm. because I was just like, oh, I don't want to see myself as a Renaissance painting. Like, that's just going to make me feel bad when I look in the mirror, you know? I can never be that idealized version of me, and that breaks my heart. And I don't want it to break my heart.
Is the Renaissance your ideal version of you?
Yeah, like me on a fainting couch, one of those that the ladies used to have, mm-hmm. with like a cup of tea in a porcelain teacup. Yeah, like
me,
I would love
with no Versailles hairdo that's like, I mean, 8 feet tall.
Come on, fabulous. But this is what I'm saying is, like, that's not really me, even though it kind of looks like me. And this filter is not really you, even though it is based on your image.
Yeah.
It's not really you. Do I think it's necessarily bad for somebody to have like a goal weight of 100 pounds less if that's what they want? No. If that's really what you want, mm-hmm. then fine. But all this fantasizing about like, well, who's underneath all these layers of fat? Like, okay. Last week we had Bobby Elfie in the studio, mm-hmm. and she said something that actually stayed with me, mm-hmm. long after the interview. And it wasn't what I expected to stay with me. She said something like that she would have these thoughts sometimes about who's underneath what I'm seeing now. Mm. Like, and I've heard this before, you know, everybody has a thin person waiting to come out, and but it's still you.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what bugs me about it, is like, it's still you. So why are we projecting this image that we are, that we've just decided is better? Mm. It's still you. And that's like kind of what breaks my heart about these filters.
There's also, I think a lot of it, it's like, it just removes stuff from areas that it might not. If you know, like,
well, you said with the arm thing, it's like you
it could be
losing
your neck. Yeah. I think a lot of it is people are like, oh, my face would be more defined or my cheekbones would be more defined. And it's like, not necessarily.
They probably would be, you know, if you actually lost 100 pounds, you probably would see it in your face, but not necessarily to
as
the
drastic
degree.
Yeah.
And so it's making big assumptions. I mean, one thing that I thought it when I lost weight, and I didn't lose 100 pounds. I lost more, maybe like 70, mm-hmm. Which is still a lot. I thought that I would have more of a flat stomach. Like, I thought I would have more of a, I guess I do have more of a waist, but I thought I would have nothing there.
Yeah.
And that's just genetic. That's just, I just have that. And a lot of women do. And also we have uteri. So obviously we, you know, most women don't have a perfectly flat stomach. Mm-hmm. We have a whole reproductive system in there that keeps it from being flat.
And but there's a lot of people that are 200 pounds and above who don't have neck stuff, you know, like
that's
it's literally genetic.
Yeah.
And it's based on your family history, and that's fucking it. Like, there's no neck ups that you can do.
Oh yeah, like the chicken dance.
Yeah, like
I've seen people do that before. Yeah, yeah. There are certain places that we just hold more fat for genetic reasons, mm-hmm. and there's really no point stressing out about it. Another thing that I really don't like is the fact that it's on TikTok and that people can comment under it. Because I've seen some of these videos,
everybody's
and people
like, "You look amazing," and it's like, "No, that AI image that you're seeing, you like the look of, but this person might not." Like, you're saying that they don't at this current state.
Yeah, you're saying that body is better than the body that you actually have. And that's just so damaging. It's so damaging. Like I said, if somebody wants to lose weight for whatever reason they have, it's their business. But this is so much better than this, and how could you want to be this? I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
I'm just not a fan. I won't be doing it.
Just going back to like looking at pictures of myself when I was smaller, like that's not even thin spo for me, because I don't know. There's just something that I'm like, it feels unattainable. It feels like that was me at a younger age.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. I'm always of the mindset of like, try to fix your brain first. Like, and how you view yourself.
I think you can do the two simultaneously.
Yeah.
But I mean, a few weeks ago, we were talking about the aging filter, and that's another one that's like, why are we torturing ourselves with this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of the reason why I get turned off by TikTok sometimes. It's like, why are we like I understand what is appealing about it. Just like I understand why somebody would want to. This is kind of far-fetched, but like, you can go on the internet and you can see like crazy surgeries, and you can see like people who have insane injuries and bones sticking out of their skin. You know, you can see like really horrific shit. And that is what is appealing to people about that stuff, is that like you can just log on and see this shit. But that doesn't mean it's good for us. And it doesn't mean that we should be looking at it.
And not everybody necessarily is getting fed that stuff. Like, I do not know what these bone sticking out videos are. Oh my God. Well, so
I get fed this type of content because I like watching like pimple popping. Because
you're engaging in similar things.
But,
yeah.
But that to me is not similar. Mm. I'm being bombarded by like really graphic medical things that I don't have the stomach for. But pimple popping to me is so much more benign, like it's just different to me. But I think because it's in a medical setting, then yes, I am being,
and I think I get these 100-pound less videos because I engage with a lot of stuff where people are talking about anti-diet stuff.
Yeah.
And it's weird that it gets coupled in the same thing, and I'm almost like, oh my God, I don't want to see this. But I do, like, again, if it is helping certain people that they're like, ooh, I like being able to see this version of me, then like, that's fine. I'm not going to judge anybody, you know, but it does. Yeah. I don't know. I can't see it actually being that inspiring, but maybe it is.
I think for most people, it's not going to be helpful in the long term.
Mm-hmm.
I just think chasing any aesthetic goal is not the most effective way to go about getting healthy or getting in shape. And I mean, I say that mainly from personal experience, but I don't think looking at an artificial version of you.
Yeah.
I mean, it might get you excited to be like, oh, like, look how great I can look, whatever. But 6 months down the line, I just don't think an aesthetic goal is enough.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe, do maybe. What you want. It's like everybody has the freedom to use these filters if they want to.
It could be the thing, too, that like when I did the AI thing, I was like, I don't like how symmetrical she is. And that made me appreciate other aspects of my face.
Oh, yeah. I remember
that. So maybe it's like, oh, that person's pretty, but she's pretty because she has my eyes. You know, like,
yeah,
maybe it could be helpful for people in that way. I'm not sure, but it just seems like an odd trend. And what you said about the comments, like people being like, hell yeah. Yes, look like this. And it's like,
right.
You can tell somebody like, yeah, take better care of yourself if you want to. But it's like, no, that is better than you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Seems a little, I don't know.
And it's just based off an image. It's not based off anything else. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, azo boric acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And azo dual protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on azoproducts.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more. Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly, it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Should we move on to our Dear DST?
Yeah. Dear DST, I am writing on my flight home from the Midwest from a required work conference on a Saturday. Boo. And I can't stop thinking about one of those speakers. The Saturday event was for clients and focused on health, wealth, and thriving, or something cheesy like that. We are a wealth management firm and don't like bogging our clients down too much with purely financial presentations. A lot of them are retired and in their 60s plus. I assume the age demographic is the reason for one of our speakers, David Sinclair. His presentation focused on scientific research, and he and his students are working on to delay, avoid, and even reverse aging. I'm not a scientific person, but I was kind of smelling some bullshit, but was open to hearing his presentation, mainly because I was required to, but I digress. However, his presentation turned outrageous, in my opinion, at the end. He prescribed a diet to the point of going a little hungry every day and supplements. See photos of slides attached. I had a visceral reaction to this and actually started feeling hot and sweaty. I exclaimed to my coworkers at my table, all men, shaking my head, finance jobs, how fucked up and ridiculous. They all kind of smirked and nodded, but certainly weren't outraged like I was. It bothered me because I've done a lot of work over the past couple of years to understand and not be afraid of the proper nutrition needed for my endurance athletic endeavors. But regardless of someone's fitness goals or lack thereof, it bothered me that someone with a PhD would tell 4,000 people in a room such toxic advice. I also wondered what comments audience members might make or at least think to themselves if it was a woman giving the presentation, recommending 2 meals and no snacking. I'm not sure what my question is, but I would love to hear your thoughts. Is this appropriate at a work event? Was this irresponsible of the people forming the event? Why are we so obsessed with aging to the point that the pursuit to avoid it would leave us depleted of necessary calories and energy? I can't tell if my reaction is a sign of being too sensitive or of how much I've grown from listening to your podcast and researching my own needs for my athletic goals. Another question, if you've heard of this guy, David Sinclair, what are your opinions? You clearly know mine. Signed, a starving cynic. And then she said, P.S. I saw Remy's Friday night show in Arlington, Virginia, and I brought 2 friends. You were great. I love you. I attached a pic we took. I'm the one in green. I remember you guys. I love you. Thank you for coming. And thank you for writing us. David Sinclair sounds crazy. No.
Yeah. I mean, okay. So I hadn't heard of this man, but
me neither.
I did look him up. You know, there's a lot to read about him, and there's a lot of research that you can read. He is a professor at Harvard, and he is a biologist. And most recently, he's done studies on rats. And I could show you this picture, Remy. He took 2 rats that were in the same litter.
Mm-hmm.
And
starved one.
Yeah, basically, like, he got put one on an intermittent fasting thing, like, basically is doing all of this stuff that he is now recommending for humans.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of hilarious because this mouse is like salt and pepper, like old and gray. Like, this mouse probably carries a cane.
Uh-huh.
And the other mouse is young. He's got a thick coat. You know,
yeah, he knows how to text.
Yeah, he knows how to text. He knows how to use TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I find it really funny, these 2 rats side by side, because it's just like, this is the old rat.
Yeah.
Back in my day, our cheese was unlimited. But yeah, I generally... And this is not even related to this, but generally, when somebody starts citing studies that have been done in rats and saying like that the same should apply to humans, I'm almost immediately out, just because clearly the science is not there. It has not been tested on humans for long enough. Our biology is so different and so much more complex than a rat's. And our lifespan is way longer, too. So I don't actually think that is so reliable. But aside from that, like, we don't even need to talk about, because we're not experts. We don't know. We haven't been studying this shit. We don't know the validity of whether you can reverse your biological age or any of,
like, that guy that, like, gets his son's blood put into him or whatever. Have you heard about that guy?
No.
He's like, spends like millions of dollars to, like, look young and, like,
he puts his son's blood into his body?
Something like that. Have you guys heard of that guy?
No, that's so crazy. Like, there's a subset of these guys. Like, I call them pop scientists.
Mm-hmm.
And they just do crazy things to their body. And they're like, but this optimizes my health. And you're like, yeah, but I don't know if anybody could actually live like that. You know, like, could it, in theory, might it be true that if somebody were to eat just 1 meal a day and take 1 million supplements every day, might they live longer, or might they live a life free of memory loss and other afflictions that we get when we're older?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. However, is
reverse
that
aging? It's not a thing.
I mean, it's not a real thing.
Yeah.
This whole thing about, like, your biological age, like, maybe you could improve your memory.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that's impossible. I just think the methodology for getting there is not a life worth living. Like, if it's between me eating 1 meal a day and taking my body weight in supplements every day and having a perfect memory when I'm old, or if it's me actually living my life, allowing flexibility, eating 3 meals a day like I like to,
mm-hmm.
and you know, maybe in the future I won't remember my grandchild's name, fine. That's just me. Like, I think it's not worth it to, especially on research that is not even solidified, to change your whole life and to restrict your eating so, so much, mm-hmm. just in case you could live longer or not suffer from some of these.
So I think that the reason why maybe they included this in a work conference is because this seems like a way to just be like, work harder, like spend less time eating food. Like, you don't need a lunch break. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah, like, you guys are spending too much time eating. Like,
yeah. But also I think like a lot of these like speakers that go and talk to specifically business people, like, they always talk about like being hungry for like making more and like trying.
Oh, like hungry. In
yeah. But hungry in a different way. Uh-huh. And like, this just seems like a very weird tie-in that it's like, yeah, like, stay motivated and like stay hungry. But it's like, no, you don't have to like literally stay hungry.
Like, yeah, when they say hungry, they mean, you know, a drive for success, not yeah. starving yourself.
And I think it's true what you said about like, oh, what if a woman was giving this presentation? Like, I do think there would be people looking around the room being like, well, that doesn't apply to us because like she's just.
Yeah,
know.
that's interesting. I still think that some people might buy into it or go along with
for
it.
For sure.
But here's the thing. This was a presentation for clients that you say they're all in their 60s plus. It's so on the nose that somebody would be like, who do we get for the old people? Mm-hmm. Like, who are the senior citizens going to want to listen to? Let's get
someone who says that they can reverse age.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I completely understand that. And I think you have to have some kind of cognitive dissonance when you see this stuff. Like, okay, that is just one philosophy. And that is something that he is studying. It's something that he's clearly very passionate about. But that doesn't mean that you have to agree with it. I can see why you were getting really upset. I probably yeah. would have been upset too watching this presentation.
But also, like, where is all of the suggestions to like do like brain puzzles, like things that actually
too.
Like, yeah, can help your memory and your brain elasticity, you know, like food, we've learned like you're brain needs carbs to like function.
130 so grams a day.
This seems counterintuitive to me. I feel weird saying that about somebody who is at Harvard.
I know.
You know, like, so it does, it strikes me as odd.
But this is the thing. It's like, even if there is some validity to what he's saying for humans, mm-hmm. is that a life worth living? I personally don't think so.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I think another thing is when we talk about this anti-aging stuff, it really comes down to our fear of death. Mm. None of us want to die. We're all scared of death. We're all scared of getting old. I'm going to be completely honest. I'm scared of it too. I'm scared of the idea of being really old and my health declining and eventually dying. Keeps me up at night sometimes. I'm so scared, you know? Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that you need to like resort to things that are decreasing your current quality of life. Mm-hmm. And I truly believe in that. I also think that most of this stuff comes down to genetics at the end of the day. One of the oldest, or if not the oldest, recorded man, I don't believe he's alive anymore, but he was a Japanese man who ate fish every day. So, you
drank
know,
red wine.
Yeah. So like this plant-based diet is the key to living longer. Cause that's one of the things that David Sinclair says is, you know, eat a plant-based diet. That clearly wasn't true for that Japanese man who lived to be 120 years old.
How old is the oldest rat?
That's a good question. The oldest rat.
He's four.
He's actually 4.5, Remy. And yeah. he eats only salad.
Yeah.
And only once a day.
But again, he's not talking about getting outside and working out your muscles and strengthening your body or doing these brain puzzles because they would take away from working.
Yeah, true.
Like, I just imagine people that are like, okay, we go into the office. I know that this was for clients, but it's like the people who are working there too, like are sitting there being like, okay, cool. So we go into the office at like 6 a.m. We eat nothing. We're so hungry. Then we eat a big dinner. And like, I'm like, I imagine these people like withering away.
Yeah, at least mentally. Like, can you imagine going into an office and not eating all fucking day?
They're like, and also don't stretch your legs because
right, that's bad right. for you. The last thing that really bugged me about this is that what he is advising people to do, which I looked it up. He does a 20-hour to 4-hour fast, meaning he has a 4-hour window during the day that he eats.
And he's allowed to eat.
Yeah. So usually it's like a really big meal at dinner and then he doesn't eat all day. Could you, in theory, get used to this? Yeah. And I've heard from people who've done intermittent fasting before that you do eventually get used to it. However, that's not going to work for everybody. And for me, hearing that, like, don't eat for 20 hours and then you have 4 hours you can eat. That's literally what I would do in the late stages of my eating disorder, was not eat all day and then kind of eat past the point of being full at night because I was restricting all day. That's what I was doing.
He also suggests eating like a handful of nuts or whatever if you get too hungry. I'm like, okay, Almond Sinclair. He is Almond Sinclair.
He's Almond Sinclair. Yeah. So like the things that he's advising, also he advises taking metformin or berberine.
What?
Yep. If you see, because she sent us some of these slides. Supplements. NAD boosters. I don't know what that is. Berberine or metformin. Resveratrol and fizetin. Like, I don't know what a lot of these supplements are, but that one stuck out to me was the berberine or metformin. 1,000 milligrams. He advises taking aspirin every day. Like, this is one philosophy. I'm not going to be so quick to call bullshit on it, but a lot of it seems questionable.
Yeah, a lot of it seems like take these slides to your doctor after, like, especially if there are older people in the audience that I'm like, they could be going through like some other like health concerns. Mm-hmm. And then you're telling them to like not eat all day. Like, oh my God, I don't know. It doesn't sit well with me.
Yeah, and also, just like this bitch says, who wrote the email.
Yeah.
You know, she has certain athletic needs throughout the day.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, can you work out if you fast all day? I don't see how that would be possible. But again, like, we're not here to debate whether or not this could be sustainable or could be possible for somebody to do. It seems like very extreme measures that you don't need to go to. And to say like, oh, you will live 10 years longer or your quality of life will be so much better. We don't know that. There aren't long-term studies that say that, except in rats. And I don't even quite know about
Should
that.
Should we try and get David Sinclair on here? Like,
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know because I'm also a little bit scared of these people that believe so. You know, like, there are guys on YouTube that, you know, technically they're scientists, but they drink their own urine. And I'm just like, that can't be sane, you know? Like, I know you're educated, but something about this seems sus.
I remember, like, first learning about, like, drinking your own urine, like, because it was like, in like the dire case of like you're in the woods, you need to drink something. It is sterile. But like choosing to do that.
Insane.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
We still have
liquid IV for that.
Yeah.
Okay. There are other things that you can put in your water.
Until we run out of water and liquid IV, there is no reason to drink your pee.
No.
That is my little poem of the day.
Great catchphrase. Yeah. That's my thing. I don't believe in torturing yourself in this life in order to extend it. Because what would that accomplish? You're just going to extend your life so you can torture yourself for longer. Mm-hmm. That makes no sense to me.
That being said, I would love to know about David Sinclair's quality of life. Like, is he so happy? Does he have so many friends? Like,
that's a good question.
I would love to know.
Because you can read, like, I've seen a lot of information online just from after reading this email, looking him up and there's a lot about, like, he, over the the course of trying these methodologies out, he's, quote, decreased his biological age by 10 years. But what does that really mean? Like, does that mean he's laughing more? Yeah. I don't know. You know?
There's while we're on the subject of business, there's a book that's called, like, Never Eat Alone. And it's about, like, having meals with people so that you can, like, make networking connections and share and collaborate and stuff. And it's like, David Sinclair cannot do this.
No,
he just has to sit at meals and not eat while other people eat.
Can you imagine how crazy he would look at a group dinner?
I mean, he would look like me when I was on the Master Cleanse.
True.
I literally would go to dinners and just sit there. It was not cool.
I mean, that's torture also.
Yeah.
It's just a more extreme version of any crash diet or any. I'm not a fan of fasting. I think it's mentally really not great for you to go the whole day without eating. And then,
I mean,
only,
like, people do it for Ramadan, right? Like, they, and that is
but
completely
that's
different.
Temporary.
It's temporary.
And that's for religious reasons.
Yeah.
Totally different. Thank you for saying that, though, because that's an important distinction to make. Also, you know, for Yom Kippur, like, obviously, if you fast that day, sure. Mm-hmm. But as a lifestyle, I just think it's so unnecessary and mentally taxing. Lest we forget that stress also contributes to aging.
Yeah.
So I want to live a lower stress life. And for me, intermittent fasting is not the move. This is all to say, I understand why you were outraged.
Same.
You ask in this, do we think it's irresponsible for them to book somebody like this? It might be, but then again, this is just one person's philosophy, and
it could be food for thought,
food for
conversation.
Yeah, like I would not be personally offended that somebody hired this speaker.
I would be like, why though?
I mean, I would think, like, yeah, it's odd, but I see where it came from. I see it's like, you know, these are senior citizens. Who the fuck do we get to talk to them? Somebody who talks about anti-aging.
They
probably didn't even look into him that deeply, you know, because he has the credentials and and whatever. But if anybody has a connect, we'll book him on the pod.
Oh my god. But we should, like, maybe with someone else too who's a scientist.
Yeah, somebody who's pro
because aging. I could see us just being like, totally.
No, I know. See, this is the thing. If I was in this presentation, I might even be like, oh, well, it seems like the rats are doing okay, you know, maybe.
The rats are going to hate this diet.
The rats, justice for the rats also. Like, did one rat pull the short straw and that was the rat that had to age?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah.
One of the rats gets to stay young forever and the other rat just has to grow old like the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for writing in.
Yeah. And thanks for coming to the show. You guys were really nice audience members.
That's it for today's episode. Be sure to send your questions to dst@betches.com to get them answered.
Follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. And if you liked this episode, please write us a review. If you didn't like it, don't write us a review.
Yeah, stay out of it.
And don't forget to check out our DST merch on shop.betches.com. Rate, review, subscribe to the show. Follow me at Remy Casimir.
Follow me at Lubination.
And remember, we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Aliza Zinn. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Aliza Zinn. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander.
Be sure to follow Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com or your voicemails to 212-287-5650.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.